Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sister Jada Presents, where we are intentional, inspirational, and impactful, spotlighting entrepreneurs, organizations, ministries, authors, artists, and leaders who have taken a leap of faith, thriving and impacting communities and individuals across the globe. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." And this month's theme is resurrection, restoration, and revival. This month is also Limb Loss Awareness Month. And this is the last week, and we are concluding it by commemorating Limb Loss Awareness. And if you missed it, our last interview was with Kristen Staples, the marketing director of Hope to Walk, an organization that provides prosthetic legs to amputees in developing countries. And it was an awesome interview. So you can go back and listen to the recording at blogtalkradio.com/SisterJada. And today I am extremely excited to introduce someone who is impacting, but not limited to the amputee community, but is impacting so many. He is a retired project manager and supervisor after 25 years, and he was basically forced to retire due to having his leg amputated. He has not succumbed to his situation, but has overcome by embracing his journey and reevaluating who he is and his purpose in life. And while he was recovering, he started a hobby creating and designing shirts for the amputee community representing amputees' journey, which led to him branding his apparel line, which is Amp Brothers Clothing, established in 2018, which is one of the greatest accomplishments besides his faith, his wife, and his kids. He enjoys sharing positive synergy with others, especially the amputee community for life. He is truly, truly doing the work of God. He is being used by God. So we are welcoming Brother Clarence Wiggins. Brother Clarence Wiggins, you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm great. I'm honored, and I'm doing awesome.
Oh, amen. That's what's up. Well, first of all, thank you so much for accepting the invitation. And you've been an amputee since October 2017 because of a factor 5 blood disorder. Can you share more about that information?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. What happens for me, and I think it's a rare disorder. I had over 18 blood clots in my body, and I had a situation to where I stumped my big toe on my wife's suitcase, and and that was led to I wasn't getting no blood flow to my right leg, and me not knowing. And as a diabetic, I know you're supposed to address anything that happens when it comes to a cut. So I done all those things, but what happened was I didn't know at the time I had a blood disorder, which now I know is factor 5. And that led to my foot dying and not getting enough vascular flow. So that led to actually living in my garage for 4.5 months. Because
wow.
My situation, the temperature in the house, outside, my foot, it was just worse. You know, if I can, lack of a better term, it hurt so bad. And I only could get through faith now. But I only could get peace and relaxation sleeping in my chair in my garage.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. That's an amazing. So initially, because you know many people they fall into you know despair or, I mean, did you go through those initial emotions in the beginning?
Real story. Honestly, Zeta, the first day I got out of the hospital, my wife went to get all the stuff that they instructed us to get. And that first and only day, I had a, you know, a misunderstanding with the higher power, with God. Mm-hmm. I was, why me? I did that, why me, for one day. And then mm-hmm. after that, I had to focus my mindset to understand that it's flesh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
God allowed me to be who I am mentally, spiritually. You know what I mean? I'm losing a limb, but I'm me. You know what I mean? From a perspective yeah. that I overcome as long as I focus on my mental and my spiritual. You know what I mean? And I start understanding knowing and believing is two different things. So I had to believe that I could overcome this situation, right? And
yeah.
every day I start thinking about it, winning mindset. You know, I'm working on my greatness. You know, always making progress. All these slogans and mottos that I put out every day, I start believing it. You know what I mean? And it's tough as an amputee because you go through small depression wondering if you're still going to be attractive, still going to, you know, appreciate you, value you, and things of that nature. But for me, it was more about being empowered and being able to speak for the amputees who didn't want to speak. You know what I mean? Who
wow.
who felt that
wow.
they wasn't wow. they wasn't valued, right?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So for me, I wanted to stand up and be an ambassador, if I must say, for the amputee community that
yeah.
didn't want to have a voice. I wanted to be the voice for us in my own way, right?
Yes.
You know, we all go through it. I'm going to be honest. As amputee, upper extremity or lower, you know, we all go through it because we all had those sensations to amputation.
Right.
But for me, because we all became amputees differently, right? But for me,
right,
when
right.
my foot was dying, it's totally different because
right.
I was able to overcome, you know, through that struggle. So, you know, as amputees, I just think we should love on each other more because we should understand the situation after amputation. But you know what I mean?
That's awesome. That's true. That's so true. And, you know, that's so selfless of you. You know it's God because it appears that you were called by God to do what you do. And a lot of people, they just fall into, you know, self-pity, but God uses people like you to lift them up. So let's talk about your shirts. I couldn't
mm-hmm.
wait to get mine because I knew that when I got that shirt and I put it on, that it was going to empower me. And I've been an amputee myself. Yes, I've been an amputee myself for over 35 years. And this is the
oh, wow.
first time that I wore a shirt. And I couldn't wait. I mean, I haven't even been involved in a amputee community. The Lord just put on my heart to join the groups. And then I was blessed to see that you had a clothing line. And so when I wear that shirt, I wore that shirt a few times, and I'm going to order some more. But when I wore it, I felt like, hey, I am proud to be an amputee. So
amen.
I wanted to ask you this question. Yeah, isn't God good? So what is the mission
amen.
Behind your apparel? What is the mission behind your apparel?
The mission for me is always making progress. You know
yeah.
what I mean? That's the only motto I have other than allowing God to use me. If it's not good synergy, I don't do it, right? And
mm-hmm.
my purpose is to design with you in mind. So as amputees,
mm-hmm.
you know, I always wanted us to feel that we belong without even saying nothing, right? So
right.
that's why, you know, in some of my designs, I try to have a positive message so they can understand that we are here and we don't even have to say nothing, right? So that's basic of what I do, because I feel like if I like it, and I can represent it, you know. Hopefully others will want to join in and follow the motto, you know, because I'm honored, honestly. I really don't even – I'm at a loss for words because I really started this off representing the amputee community my way, you know, because I always thought different. I always wanted to be different, but at the same time represent as a vessel, you know, not only for what God has bestowed upon me, but – represent the amputee community my way. And I'm honored, honestly.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yes, and it's just amazing. It's just amazing. I mean, the shirts and what they say, but not only do you make apparel for amputees, also for others. So
absolutely.
Your clothing line is reaching so many people and empowering so many people in different ways. So I just thank God for it.
Thank you. Amen. I'm just a vessel.
Amen.
You know, I would.
That's right.
I would never be cocky. I would never be cocky and try to take credit for what he has showed me as far as my purpose.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's
because
right.
It's not about me.
That's
you know, it's about God and my family and the amp community, to be honest. You know?
That's right.
And that warms my heart when I hear that, you know.
Yes, yes. Very empowering. And if there's someone that's listening and they wanted to contact you through social media or if you have an email, can you share that information? They might want to contact you about your apparel or maybe need some encouraging. Can you share just social media and email if possible?
Sure. They can reach me at Temoine1, that's Temoine, the number one, at gmail.com, or on Facebook, I'm Clarence T. Wiggins, you know, a.k.a. Mr. RoboCop Leg. Instagram, I'm Mr. _ RoboCop Leg on Instagram, you know. So those three platforms. Is my main one, you know, my email, but those, I'm just getting started. I'm just scratching the surface, everyone. And, I'm willing, you know, we can network, you know what I mean? It ain't all, it doesn't have to all be about me. You know, if somebody want to collab and we do something, you know, not only for the culture, for the spiritual side, just to make be a voice to show empowerment. That's what I'm about.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And it may be someone that's tuned in who may be going through physically or, you know, just having some health challenges. They may be in a hospital or have to be in a wheelchair for a while. You know, just
absolutely.
Anything physically or meditation or whatever. Do you have any encouraging word? We already shared a lot of powerful words, but anything you want to leave them with, an encouraging word or a scripture for someone who may be going through to empower them?
I leave you know, with this. You know, everything is mental. Anything you do in this life is mental. But through your faith and understanding, you know, because when you're going through it, you don't see it, right? So you have to really not only dig deep, but meditate on the things that happened in your life, not only before, but after. Because a lot of times we go through struggles that we already been through something that we never touched on. So when something happened in your life, on top of what you already been through and you never faced, you know what I mean? You have to really address that issue. And if you need help, you know, we have a platform of people, not only if you're adaptive, you know, you can be a regular human being that's going through something mentally. And there's so many people that can help. You have to reach out for it. You know, we cannot do this thing alone. You know, so I always tell everybody, anybody, when you focus, Focus on your mentality first. I'm just telling my truth. I always focus on meditating through faith. But I focus on my meditation first, and the physical will come. Because like I said, knowing and believing is two different things.
Amen.
And you have to have faith and determination to move forward. Yes, ma'am. That's my truth.
Amen. What a powerful, powerful man of God who is being used by God, and you are called to do what you do. I thank God for you, and just thank you for just taking the time out to, you know, share on the broadcast today. I appreciate you, Brother Clarence Wiggins.
I thank you. You just don't know how much this means to me. I'm really humble and thankful. I'm sitting in my car. I just told my father, excuse me, guys, my oldest sister passed of cancer, so we doing her home going Saturday. So I'm home in Mississippi, and I hadn't seen my mom and my father since last year, February. So this is so I'm so thankful. And I say I got to get on this call. I've been blessed, you know. Miss Jada's showing me some love, so I got to get on this call, guys. So I'm out sitting in my car. You don't know how humble and how thankful I am for this opportunity. So I am honored. Thank you.
Wow. And my condolences, you know, to your family, and we'll definitely be praying for your family, for your loss. And thank you during this time, you know, to, you know, come on and share, even though you're going through right now. So thank you, Brother
Amen.
Karen. And we want to encourage everyone, if you'd like to go back and be encouraged by this powerful interview or any of our interviews, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SisterJada and feel free to leave a comment under any broadcast. And if there's anyone that's tuned in or listening to the recording at any time, you can accept Christ into your heart. Romans 10:9-10, it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So if there's any listeners that want to know where does the strength come from Brother Clarence and those who have been speaking, interviewed on the call, it comes from the Lord. So we just want to encourage
Amen.
You, get saved. And thank you, Brother Clarence. And we want to encourage everyone again. God bless you. And remember to be intentional, inspirational, and impactful. All right. God bless everyone. Thank you again, Brother Clarence.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.